Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words monstrous and guzzle.
It's a sweltering summer day in the city. And what better way to spend the day than outside in the heat? Battling that nasty energy monster.
Oh. How you holding up, puppy?
Help! My air conditioner is broken!
You should call a repairman.
Oh, this isn't a repair shop. Sorry.
Puppy, implement defense strategy number 505. Now, Huggy! Monstrous now, are you, Energy Monster?
You saved the day, Word Girl! How can I ever repay you?
You could keep an eye on the Energy Monster until he burns himself out. But remember, you can never take off the lid and never feed him, no matter what.
No problem.
Great, thanks for your help. Let's go, Huggy.
Hi! My name's Eileen. Would you like to buy some City Scout granola bars for me? It's my birthday.
Sure, I'll do it, since it's your birthday.
Hooray! Oh, who is this cute little guy? Can I have him for my birthday? Pretty please, give him to me.
There's no way that anything could possibly go wrong with this situation, right? Surprise! He's yours! Happy birthday!
Oh, you're my bestest friend in the whole wide world!
I am? I've never had a bestest friend in the whole wide world. Oh. Well, enjoy your birthday and that little monster!
Back at the Botsford residence.
Oh, boy, am I thirsty. Can't wait to get inside and guzzle down an ice-cold drink of water.
Oh, there you are, Becky. You look warm. Hurry, throw this on. Here, Bob.
But it's sweltering out.
Don't you remember? Today is the summer-winter carnival.
Oh, yeah. I love the summer-winter carnival.
And we wouldn't be honoring the spirit of the day if we didn't arrive in full costume. Dun-da-da-da! Costume! Okay, let's go, you guys. In the car. You don't want to miss the dance of the Ice Princess, do you?
No way!
I love the Ice Princess!
I mean, I guess the Ice Princess is okay.
Meanwhile, at Eileen's house...
Who's my widow monster? You are! Yes! Oh, no! Are you hungry, widow guy? Mm-hmm. Here you go! Whoa! Hey, you're way more fun like this! Come on, boy, let's go play!
Nearby, at the Summer Winter Carnival.
As mayor of this great city, I'd like to welcome everyone to the annual Summer Winter Carnival! And now, to officially kick off the festivities, I will switch on the additional power required to run the carnival.
generator sure is creating a lot of energy.
Let the carnival begin!
All right. So, what do you want to do first? Stop for snacks? Okay. Give me three bowls of the hot ice cream soup and 5 hot chocolate shakes. Anybody else want anything? I'm just kidding. I sometimes have a monstrous appetite, but not that monstrous. Come on.
Oh, Dad. I'll just take a water. Oh, I can't get over the monstrous amount of energy that gets used at this carnival.
Here you go, Bob. 1 hot chocolate milkshake.
No, Bob, don't guzzle that milkshake. You'll burn your tongue. I know it's hot. That's why I was telling you not to guzzle it. See, a guzzle means to drink or use up very quickly, like what you just did with your hot chocolate shake and like this carnival is doing with the city's power.
Let's go to the ice stage and get good seats for the show.
While the Botsfords sweat it out at the Summer Winter Carnival, things are about to get hotter between Eileen and her new pet, the Energy Monster.
At the Summer Winter Carnival,
the event you've all been waiting for.
Shh! The dance of the Ice Princess is about to start.
Sorry.
Sorry, folks. We just received word that the Energy Monster is on the loose, and he's guzzling more than his fair share of electricity. We don't have enough power to continue the show. So, I mean, if you all could make your own fun.
No! You know what? I've had enough of this Energy Monster. Bob and I are gonna go get deep-fried snow cones. Hold it right there, Energy Monster. Your electricity guzzling days are over. Dug in. The Energy Monster has gotten too monstrous. The only way to defeat him is get him to wear himself out. Whew. Fighting the Energy Monster is always a monstrous task. Oh, you don't know what monstrous means? Monstrous means unusually large or overwhelming. The Energy Monster was monstrous because he was so big and strong. And defeating him was a monstrous task because it required even more work than usual. Make sense? Good.
Hey, Word Girl!
Eileen?
That's my Energy Monster! You let him go right now!
You don't understand, Eileen. If we let him go, we'll never get to see the dance of the Ice Princess.
He's mine! Mine!
Monster is loose, and he's melting all the ice in the Summer Winter Carnival.
Your news is just a little late.
Hey, that's the nice girl who sold me the granola bars. Remember me? Your bestest friend in the whole wide world. I almost didn't recognize you. You look taller? I know. I'm having a bad day, too. But this will cheer us up. Since it's your birthday, and I'm your bestest friend in the whole wide world, I got you a ticket to the Dance of the Ice Princess show.
If you set us free, you can go see the show. I hear it's really good. Right, Huggy? Thanks for letting us go. That was so thoughtful of you, Eileen.
Anything for my bestest friend.
Thanks, Eileen.
Oh, there you are, Becky. That must have been some line at the deep-fried snow cone stand.
Yeah, monstrous line. What happened to the carnival?
Well, right after you and Bob left, the power completely shut off. The ice rink melted into a pool, the snowmakers turned into fountains, and everyone realized it was absurd to have a winter carnival in the summertime. I can't believe no one thought of that before.
Isn't it great?
What about the Dance of the Ice Princess show?
Canceled. No ice.
Aww.
But she's been replaced by the Water Princess. Look.
Wow!
Now who's up for a frozen hot chocolate shake guzzling contest? Mr. Botsford? Yes? Okay! Yay!
And so, once again, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face save the day. Their heroics are as refreshing as guzzling a cold drink on a hot summer day. If you're thirsty for more crime-fighting goodness, remember to join us next time for another monstrously exciting adventure of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is doze. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Phil!
I think doze means to dangle from a robot, like Toby was doing in that last clip?
Nope, anyone else? Okay, give it a shot, Emily.
Doze means to nap or sleep, kind of like you're doing now.
Sorry, can you define doze for me again?
It means to nap or sleep.
That's correct!
Are you okay?
I've never been better! I don't know why I stayed up all night knitting these earmuffs. They're way too big for my cat. Anyway, congratulations, Emily! You are today's winner! Huggy, show her what she's won! An official Word Girl waterbed! So that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Today's featured words are haggle and defend. Just another ordinary weekday afternoon at the Botsford residence, which means it's time for Becky's favorite show.
The Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour! Come on, Bob, it's a commercial.
Watch out, boys and girls. There's a brand new Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour toy in town.
What now?
Meet Sparkle Pants.
The newest, most purplicious, glitteriest, most fantastic magical pony ever. And she only costs $10.
Sparkle Pants, soaring through your dreams and the sky.
I've got to have that pony, but I don't have $10.
Sparkle Pants is sparkly pants sold separately. Box is not a toy.
Whoa, look what they're selling in the latest issue of Word Girl Fan Magazine. It's the only baseball glove that comes with monkey catching power. Aw, I don't have enough money to buy it.
Seems like we both need a way to earn some money.
Ha ha ha! Don't worry, Dad's here with a way to make money.
How much money will you give us?
Well, I haven't figured out an actual amount yet. I guess it would depend on how many chores you did.
We could haggle to figure it out.
haggle?
To haggle means that I say an amount of money that I think is fair, and you say an amount of money that you think is fair, and we go back and forth until we agree on an amount in between that we both think is fair.
Well, that sounds fun. Let's try it. I think a fair amount to pay you and TJ is $1 for every chore you do. How's that?
Good, but I think a fair amount to pay us is $3 for every chore we do.
Good haggling, Becky.
Okay, well, haggling here. I'll pay you $2 for every chore you do.
Deal!
Whew, tough haggling. Ta-da, the list. Let's see. The batteries in the TV remote need to be rotated. The buttons on the dishwasher need to be...
Later, Becky and TJ are hard at work on their chores.
Help! Granny May is at the museum stealing Cleopatra's famous adjustable bed!
You know this isn't a police station, right?
Hey, you're right! Help!
Come on, Bob. Bob and I will go get started on vacuuming the driveway.
Oh, I was gonna do that.
Word up!
Later, at the museum.
Hold it right there, Granny May!
Word, girl!
That bed doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the museum. Now give it back!
How about some petrified parchments?
Stop!
Ouch! Oh, oh dear! Ouch!
I can defend against anything you throw at me.
Get a load of this! Blue hair dye splatter! Ha ha!
Yeah!
Better luck next time, sweetheart!
But at least we stopped her from stealing the bed. Ugh! This stuff is never gonna come off. And we can't go home looking like this. Hey, Hal's Superhero Supply Shop. Huh, didn't that used to be Hal's Villain Supply Shop? Let's go check it out.
Oh, looks like you two got the blues. I'm just kidding.
Very funny. Hal, what happened to your villain supply shop?
Ah, that old racket? Got rid of it. I'm on the straight and narrow now, word girl. I want to help the good guys for a change. Which brings us back to that blue dye. I have just the thing for it. A bottle of my very own villain blue dye remover.
Oh, wow. Actually, that's really perfect. Thanks.
It's yours for $10.
$10? I can't pay that much. I'm saving up for my very own Sparkle Pants pony.
Who isn't? It's $10, kid.
Maybe I can lower the price with a little haggling. I'll pay you $2.
$2? Hey, Rabbit, is she mad at me? All right, $9.
Aw, but I only have $5.
What is this, a charity? All right, I guess I can live with $5, but just barely.
That's all my money.
Well, okay. Pay me $5 and I'll also throw in this superhero shield to, defend against future blue hair dye attacks.
Guess I don't have a choice. Here.
Oh, no! Granny May!
Oh, young man, do you remember me? I came to buy some blue hair dye splatter, and I seem to have used it all.
Not a problem. Can I interest you in something even better and more unbeatable?
I'm listening.
Back at the Botsford house.
Okay, here's your chore money, kids.
Help! Granny May's trying to steal Cleopatra's bed from the museum again!
The police station is still down the street.
Oh, right. Help!
Step away from Cleopatra's mattress!
Oh, word, girl, again!
And don't bother with that blue hair dye because I can defend myself against it this time. Oh, well, defend means to protect against or stop an attack. Like if Granny May attacks us again with her blue hair dye, we'll defend ourselves by blocking the dye with this shield.
But your blue hair dye shield won't defend against this!
Is a shield that only defends against blue hair dye. I feel like Hal cheated me out of my money. Let's go pay him another visit.
Huh? Oh!
evil.
You didn't tell me this superhero shield doesn't defend against fruitcakes.
Well, I never said it could defend against fruitcakes, did I?
But I spent $5 on this thing.
Tell you what, I've got a way to defend yourself that's even better than this piece of junk. And you won't even want to haggle because it's only going to cost you, let's say, $5.
Later, back at the museum.
Oh, you again?
Yeah, me again. Stop trying to steal that mattress.
Hey, word girl, it sure is a nice sunny day, don't you think?
I guess so.
Aha! Boop!
Ha! Nice try, Granny May.
Oh, that's not fair. I just bought this weapon from Hal.
Wait. Hal is selling you those weapons?
Yeah, what do you think? I made them myself? Of course Hal sold me these.
Well, then he's not being honest because he keeps selling me things that will beat your unbeatable weapons.
What?
It's so he can get a lot of money from both of us. Every time he sells you a weapon, he sells me something to defend myself against it.
And now all of my money is gone.
I know the feeling. Now I can't buy my Sparkle Pants doll.
Oh, I'm gonna go over there and teach Hal a lesson.
Wait, Hal cheated me out of my money too, and I need to bring him to justice.
All right, dearie, just try to keep up.
28, 29, $30. Boy, Hal, you made out like a bandit.
Hal, hard bargain? We're on to you.
Uh-oh. You can't both be here at once. Word girl, why don't you come back in a few minutes?
I don't think so, Hal. You've been taking money from both of us.
I'm just an honest businessman trying to make a buck.
No, you stopped being honest when you helped commit a crime.
Ah! No, that's a good point.
Take this!
Oh, all right, I'm caught. How much is it gonna cost to have you let me go?
Justice isn't something you can haggle about, Hal.
Yeah, you can haggle about anything. How about $10 plus the autograph of any supervillain I've worked with in the past? I'm serious, robot class.
Well, Granny May, it was interesting being on your side for once.
Yep. And now I, the hero, am just gonna collect Cleopatra's bed as my reward.
Yeah, I don't think so, Granny May.
Oh, yeah! This glove is the best, and it's great that I earned it with the two H's, hard work and haggling.
That's great, TJ.
What's the matter, Becky? You've done all your chores. How come you didn't buy Sparkle Pants?
Still saving up, I guess.
Hey, you two, look what I gotcha, boxes. Just kidding, more than boxes, there's something in the boxes. I'm just so proud of how hard you two have been working, so I got you both a little something.
Whoa, a ball. This'll fit perfectly in my ball glove. Woo!
Sparkle Pants!
And that's not all. Look in the bottom. That's right, a chore list.
And so Word Girl defended herself against Granny May, haggled with Hal Hardbargain, and got Sparkle Pants in the end. See you next time on another amazing adventure of
Sparkle Pants, soaring through your dreams and the sky.
Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word doze. Ready to play the bonus round?
I sure am.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for doze. Give it a shot, Emily.
I'm going to go with number three. Violet's mom is dozing at the beach.
That's correct. Emily, you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl gigantic hair dryer. Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskidsgo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!